Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're on Masachet Papavatra Daf Kuf Nun Hey, Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, investigating as a tangent one of the topics that we took up in the relatively long piece we did in the previous podcast, which is the following. Itmar Katan Me'imata Mocher Menichse Aviv. How old must somebody be before he can sell some of the estate? That's, of course, before it's been divided up. We have an opinion of Rav Nachman, but two versions of it of different Talmidim. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, 18 Shana. Once he's 18, he can sell. We'll see once he's 18 what that means. Rav Nachman, Ben 20 Shana. So 18 or 20, two versions of Rav Nachman. Meitiv Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera challenged the position of 20. As follows. Ma'as b'nei brak v'achad sh'mochav nechse aviv v'meitva b'nei mishpachad l'om v'ru l'mar katana ya b'shad mita. The case that we saw in the previous podcast, so in other words, the family members wanted to exhume the body to prove that he was a katan. So Rava's position makes sense because he said that you could sell till after you're 18. There were 100 katan amrle mahulavadko. That's why they requested to exhume. In other words, if we find that he had simanim, that he didn't have simanim, then that would prove that he was under 18, and that's what we're trying to prove. Eliyamar ben asrim, but if you take the position of 20, then kibad kule mayhave. What's it going to help if you check and don't find simanim? Padnan ben asrim shana shalavish tei siarot yaviu rayashu ben asrim v'asaris locholet v'lo miyabem. If you have somebody who's already 20 and doesn't have proper simanim, then we define him as a saris, which means that exhuming the body is not going to prove anything. Either he was a katan or he was already a saris. So wait a second. And therefore he doesn't do chalitza, no yibum. So the exhuming won't help at all, besides even the argument that simanim change after death. Even if they don't change after death, they won't help. So wait a second. Rav commented on the Mishnah and said, "V'hushin oldubo simani saris." That's only if we have active simanim of him being saris, not just a lack of simanim, but active simanim of being a saris, a particular voice, whatever it may be, a higher voice. Amarava dekanami tani v'huas saris. Rava says, if you look at the Mishnah, the wording is actually exact. It says v'huas saris, meaning that he has to prove that this is saris. Shmamina. Okay, so we haven't proven anything about 18 or 20 from that. V'chino no du lo simani saris ad kama. Parenthetically, what if somebody doesn't have simani saris? In other words, he has no simanim, but he also doesn't have simani saris. So you said he's still in a holding pattern. We still don't know if he's a saris. So how long do we go until we define him as a saris, such that for all issues of ishut, we're going to define him that way? V'chia ad rov shnotav, until a majority of his life, which means 35 years old. Okay, he asked the commander of Bichia, whenever you'd have somebody who was brought before Bichia, question is he saris or not? Ikachish, if he was very skinny, amarlehu livri, fatten him up. The Ibri, if he was very fat, amarlehu lichush, put him on a diet and skinny him out. Why? Tahani simoni zinin da'atu machmer kechishuta, zinatu machmer priyuta. The Bichia's position was, sometimes simanim will come if you're a little skinnier, and sometimes if you're a little fatter, meaning that it could be that it's his physical circumstances, or should we say his nutritional circumstances, may have caused him to appear like a saris, and we could fix that. That's somewhat similar to some of the sugyot in Daf Yud and Yud Aleph of Ketubot that talk about different physical properties or nutritional standards of a kala as far as dam goes. Okay, Ibai Elohu. So now the question was asked, Toch zman k'lifnei zman, whatever you hold the zman is, 18 or 20, what about the 18th year? We'll work with 18 right now. Okal acharzman. So is the 18th year already an adult and could sell, or is the 18th year still a minor? Meaning, from the time you're 17 in a day until you're 18, you're in your 18th year. So according to Rava, can you sell or not? So Rav Nachman talks man klifnei zman. Rava, quoting Rav Nachman, again who said 18, says the 18th year is considered still too young. You have to be 18 years, full years. Rav Rav Shila Rav Nachman, we have another quote from Rav Nachman, talks man klacharzman. So now Rav is being fully consistent. He's quoting Rav Nachman as saying it's 18, but you have to be fully 18. Rav Rav Shila quotes Rav Nachman as saying that whatever the zman is, it's even during that year, you're already over the limit. You're already old enough. Now, v'hadu Rav alav ferushit mar ele michal inmar. By the way, this position of Rava was not really a quote. It was inferred from a case. Why dahu talks man There was a guy who, let's say, during his 18th year, he sold property, and he came before Rava. They were brought, he was brought for Rava. The family member said he didn't do anything. He's too young. Rava ruled that whoever was watching thought that it was because Rava's position was that during the 18th year you're still too young. The reality is that Rava saw this guy was an imbecile. He wasn't just selling, he was avadim. He clearly had no concept of commerce, and therefore had nothing to do with his particular age, which means we might now accept the position that everybody agrees that in your 18th year you're already old enough. Now we have a story. Shalach le'gido bar menashe l'Rava. He sent the following message to Rava. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Tinoket bat 14 shana v'yom achad yodat b'tiv masal matan. You have a girl who's 14 years old, and she really knows about commerce. Is her sale good? Mahu. Shalach le'im yodat b'tiv masal matan mechamekach memkamar memkar. He said, if she really does know business, then whatever she sells is valid, and whatever she takes is valid, when she sells is valid. So, v'lishlach le'tinok, why did we get a Menashe ask about a girl, not about a boy? The answer is, ma'isishaya kachaya, that he had an actual case of a girl. V'lishlach le'tinok, why didn't he ask him further about a 12-year-old girl? Why stop at 14? The answer again is, ma'isishaya kachaya. He wasn't asking a theoretical question. There was a 14-year-old girl who was an heiress, and she was selling stuff. And the question is that valid? And his answer was, if she knows what she's doing, it is valid. That 18, 20, these ages are just an estimation if we don't know, and then let's say the case doesn't come to us before until long, or the kid dies, like the case of Bnei Brak. Okay, who pachon menasrim da azal zavin nichse davuha. There was a fellow who was younger than 20, which seemed to be taking the approach that 20 is the threshold, and he sold property. And it sounded like the Gidol bar Menashe case, meaning because this kid seemed to know what he was doing. Ata l'kamei de Rava. So he was brought before Rava to see whether it was a good sale. Amrulei krovei. So his relatives told him to do the following things. His relatives wanted to scotch his validity so that they wouldn't lose the property. Zil achol tamri v'shadi beik shaita beirava. Go eat some tamarim and spit the seeds in beirava. So which would show that he's like a young kid. Avarachi, he did it. So Rava's immediate reaction was, whatever sale is no good. He's clearly an immature kid. So when they wrote the shtar on the property, the lekuchot had told him, go tell Rava the following thing. Megillat Esther Bezuza, shtar demar Bezuza. I could buy Megillat Esther Bezuz, and it cost me a whole zuz to have the shtar written here. It doesn't matter what the implication is. The point was that this kid was positioning himself or showing himself, based on the coaching of the buyers who wanted it to be valid, that he understood about commerce. Then Rava said, this guy's sale is now good. Amrulei krovei. In other words, evidently the buyers rebought it from him. And now in the second time, this is how they coached him, because they knew the krovim would try to make him look foolish. So the krovim said, l'kuchadang maru. So the krovim told Rava that the buyers coached him. Amrulei misperulei savar. Yeah, fine, but he had figured it out. The fact that they told him and he understood what they meant and was able to explain it, that means that he really is knowledgeable. Behind David Hachin, with this spitting incident, so he's a chatzuf. Chatzuf doesn't make him invalid for sales. It means I'm not going to have him marry my daughter, maybe, and maybe I won't invite him over for dinner. But that doesn't make him invalid for commerce. The fact that he came into my house and spit stuff, all right, chatzuf. Okay, I'm Ravuna Breda Yeshua. Ula'edut edutol kayemet. When it comes to testimony, including testimony about commerce, even at the younger age, his edut is fine. Amar Zutra, Lomran Elamataltalin. Rav Zutra says that's only to testify about commerce of metaltalin. Avalamakarki ilo, but not for karka. Why? Because he can't sell karka till he's 20 or 18, whatever the age is. Therefore, he can't testify about it. Ravashi Mar Zutra, Maishna Metaltali, Dizvine Zvine. You're telling me that he's good for metaltalin because his sale is good. So you're going to now make an equation that whoever person, if he sells something, he's old enough to sell that thing, he could testify about it. So that Hadidnan, the famous Mishnah Gittin, Apu'utot Mekhan Mekach, Memkar Mekam Taltalin, the Rabban and Darker Shalom said that even little kids, 8, 9-year-old kids who understand what they're doing, can sell and buy Metaltalin. You're going to say that their Edut is good? In other words, if you're going to tie your ability to testify about something to your ability to sell it, then you're going to even have 8-year-old kids being kosher-lated, which, of course, is preposterous. If not, if you're going to disconnect the two, then this guy who is 15 years old and knows what he's doing should be able to testify about karka too, even though he can't sell karka. So Marzutra's answer was, Amalehatam ba'ina v'amdushne anashim v'leika. When it comes to testimony, there's a requirement of anashim. So there's two requirements then, meaning, first of all, you have to be an ish, which means before the age of 13, it ain't going to happen. Second thing is that you also have to be a person who could buy and sell this stuff. So therefore, metaltaline after 13 will work, if you know what you're doing, and karka after the age of 18 or 20, unless you show real expertise, then you can't be an aid for a karka. Amar Meimar, now Amar Meimar says matnato matana. Meimar says that a younger kid can give away some of the property, just can't sell. Ravashi lo Meimar, hashtamaz vinid makabal zuzi amar talo. Ravashi said to Meimar, I don't get it. When it comes to a sale where he's at least getting some money, you said that's not dilma mozul umazbin. And Ravashi assumed the reason that a 15-year-old kid can't sell karka of the estate is because he might undersell it. So kol shekain, matana delomati levelomidi. Certainly in the case of matana, where you're not getting anything, it should be invalid. Amar Leir, a member said to him, that's not the reason. So let's say you get a 14-year-old kid who sells land worth 5 for 6. So you're going to say it is a good sale because he did make money. In other words, you're now going to make the issue not an absolute issue of age or of awareness, but a particular issue of the sale. So if he undersells it, it's invalid. If he oversells it, meaning he makes a profit on it, then it's valid no matter what his age is. That's not the issue. So why did the Rabbanan say that the sale of somebody who's already over 13 but under 18 or 20 or under a clear awareness of the value of land, etc., is invalid? So Kim the Rabbanan, Dinuka Mikra Vadate Gabi Zuzi. Because we know that a little kid likes money. He likes to have money around to buy things. He can't see long-range investments. If you say that a 14-year-old kid who sells, the sale is valid of karka, then zim de makarka shle zuzi, somebody's going to dangle money in front of him. He'll sell the entire estate. And even though he may sell it at fair value, nonetheless, it's a destruction of the investment of the estate. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, until he can prove that he knows what he's doing, handling the estate and keeping a mind on long-term investment, etc., and estate planning, his sale is not valid. But ultimately, we don't care about as much. But when it comes to a matana, it's clear that whoever is getting the matana is somebody who benefited the family. And if it weren't for the fact that this kid knew that this outsider is helping the family, he wouldn't give him matana. So Amar Rabbanu, whether Rabbanu say to have matanto matana. So the member claims that in the same takana, where the Rabbanu said that your sale is no good until age 18 or 20 or whatever it may be, gedumanasha, till you know what you're doing. The same ruling was the matana is valid. Why? Lavidu lahumili. So this guy will do nice things for the family, knowing that if one of the kids in the family wants to give him a gift, it'll be valid. Okay, Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel. Last discussion, and then there's going to be a whole series of halachic tie-ins. Shmuel said the following: Bodkin, which means we check a kid for shtei sarot, lekidushin, if he gives kidushin to make sure they're valid, legerushin, we'll see how you could have gerushin without kidushin, so that you didn't already check, lechalitza ulemiyunin, we check, and we'll see that it's we check the girl to see if she's old enough for chalitza, and the same thing with miyun. Miyun is, of course, if there was no father and the mother married her off and she wants to leave the husband, until what age she can do miyun? After a certain age, she can't do miyun anymore. All right, v'lim kor menichsei aviv, but selling his father's property, ad shei ben esrim, that you need to be 20. So that's not a check of physical properties, that's a check of age. All right, so he ruled, like, this is against Rava, that it was 20, not 18. The cave and the badakna, the kiddushin, the gerushin, lamali. So our first pair, kiddushin and gerushin, once the kid gave kiddushin, he said you had to check him for that, why would you need to check him for gerushin? After all, he's got to already be after that age. So we need it for yibum. Why? If you have a 9-year-old kid who had bia with his yivama, kana'a, he's already wrote wila bia. So here's what happens. Let's say that a 9-year-old boy, a 10-year-old boy, is a yavam. He does yibum. The yibum's valid, but he can't divorce her until he's of age. So this is a kid who never did kiddushin. So now we've got to check to see if he's reached maturity enough that his get would be valid. Okay, la chalitza, what's that? La fukin Rabbi Yossi. The reason we said chalitza is to oppose Rabbi Yossi. Da amar ish katu parsha val isha ben gdol ben tana. He said when it comes to chalitza, it only says that the bru ala ish, that the beitin talks to the ish, and chatzana alo, it doesn't say how old she is. And therefore, she could be 7 and do chalitza. Kamash malan, the makshin isha leish. The answer is that she is compared. And therefore, v'yamrah isha, so therefore the Isha is compared to the Ish to Lokar Biosi, and she needs to be of age. So therefore we do check. So therefore Shmuel's statement that Bodkin the Chalitza is to oppose Rabbi Yossi's position. We don't like him to hold Lokar Biosi, and therefore she has to be of age. Ulamiyunin, what's that? Lafukim Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's position? Amar Achi Arba Shachor. Kamashlan to Lokar Biyuda. Rabbi Yehuda's position is she can do Miyun until the point where she has more black than skin in that area. And Kamash Palan, that it's a much earlier point, the minute she has Shtei Sarot, she's already too old for Miyun. Miyun has to be before she reaches that point. Okay, V'limkom nechsev yu'achi ben esrim, lafuki man damar ben shmon asrei. So Shmuel said that position because that you have to be 20, because there was already the position of 18 that we heard Rava quote Rav Nachman saying. That position was already floating around in Shmuel's time, and Shmuel wanted to scotch it and say, no, you have to be 20. Okay, now we tie it all together. Hilchata 1, Tochzman Klifnezman, that during the year of 18 or of 20 is still before the time. You have to be full 20 years or full 18 years before you can sell. And also the halachas like Gidol b'Menashe's question to Rava, which is if somebody demonstrates that they really understand what they're doing, is it valid? And the answer was yes. The halacha also follows Marzutra, which is that only works for metaltalin. The edut only works for metaltalin, but not for karka. That the matana is good. And that entire list that we just read, where Shmuel said, Bodkin, the Kiddushin, the Gerushin, the Chalitzin, the Ulamiyunin, and for selling property of the father's estate, you have to be 20, all of those are the halacha. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in Mishnah Zion in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.